Release of illegal aliens into U.S. cut 85% since Trump-Mexico deal. By John Binder on July 10, 2019. The release of border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States interior by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has been cut by 85% in the 4 weeks since President Trump announced a migration deal with Mexico. Between July 2 and July 9, DHS released about 1,500 border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities, federal data confirms. This indicates that DHS is releasing about 188 border crossers and illegal aliens every day into the country. This is a significant drop in the catch and release of border crossers and illegal aliens in just 4 weeks. Since Trump announced a deal with Mexico that mandates foreign nationals seeking asylum wait in Mexico while their claims are processed. 4 weeks ago, for example, about 1,214 border crossers and illegal aliens were being released every day into the interior of the U.S. from June 4 to June 11. About 8,500 border crossers and illegal aliens were released into the country. The data indicates an 85% reduction of catch and release of border crossers and illegal aliens into the country since Trump announced the Mexico migration deal. As Breitbart News has chronicled, the release of illegal aliens into the country has steadily dropped over the last 3 weeks. Over the last week, about 1,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were released into San Antonio, Texas, while about 500 were released in San Diego. Since December 21, 2018, at least 214,500 border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into the U.S. by DHS. The catch-and-release process often entails federal immigration officials busing border crossers into nearby border cities, as well as flying them into the interior of the country, and dropping them off with the hope they show up for their immigration and asylum hearings. The overwhelming majority of border crossers and illegal aliens are never deported from the country once they are released into the U.S. today. There are anywhere between 11 million and 22 million illegal aliens living across the country, the majority of which are concentrated in states like California, New York, Florida, Texas, and Illinois. Former Kansas Secretary of State and U.S. Senate candidate Kris Kobach has detailed exclusively at Breitbart News 3 executive actions the Trump administration and DHS officials could take to immediately end catch and release, including creating additional detention space where immigration court hearings can be heard quickly. Kobach has also warned that wage hikes for America's blue-collar and working class will not continue while illegal immigration levels continue soaring at current rates. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.